ATF issues letter reiterating partially complete pistol frames are firearms. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 28, 2022. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, issued a letter December 27 which reiterates that partially complete pistol frames are firearms. The letter makes clear this designation is part of ATF Final Rule 2021-05-F, which places new controls on gun parts kits and firearms which Democrats describe as ghost guns. The letter says, applying the regulatory text of Final Rule 2021-05-F, partially complete polymer 80, Lone Wolf, and similar striker-fired semi-automatic pistol frames, including, but not limited to, those sold within parts kits, have reached a stage of manufacture where they may readily be completed, assembled, restored, or otherwise converted to a functional frame. This definition of readily applies to each and every classification of a partially complete frame or receiver under this rule, whether sold alone or as part of a kit. Therefore, even without any associated templates, jigs, molds, equipment, tools, instructions, guides, or marketing materials, these partially complete pistol frames are frames and also firearms as defined in the GCA and its implementing regulations, 18 U.S.C. Section 921A, 3B, and 27 CFR 478.12A, 1C. The Gun Control Act, GCA, specifies that the GCA definition of the term firearm includes, in part, A, any weapon, including a starter gun, which will or is designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive, B, the frame or receiver of any such weapon, or firearm silencer. The ATF observes, partially complete polymer 80, Lone Wolf, and similar pistol frames with any kind of indexing or material removed from the front or rear fire control cavities for installation of the trigger mechanism and sear, or slide rail attachments to connect the trigger mechanism and sear to the frame, have reached a stage of manufacture where they may readily be completed, assembled, restored, or otherwise converted to a functional frame. As examined, they are classified as a frame and also a firearm, as defined in the GCA, 18 U.S.C. Section 921A, 3B, and implementing regulations, 27 CFR 478.12A, 1C. They are classified as firearms even if they are not sold, distributed, marketed, or possessed with any associated templates, jigs, molds, equipment, tools, instructions, or guides. ATF Director Steven Dettelbach explained the consequences of the ATF rule. The partially completed pistol frames described in this open letter are readily convertible to functioning firearms under the Gun Control Act. Ghost guns can kill like other firearms if they are in the wrong hands, so they are treated as firearms under the law. This means that they must have serial numbers so that law enforcement can trace if they are used in crimes like other guns, and also that those engaged in the business of selling them must be licensed dealers and run background checks. Breitbart News spoke with Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, during Turning Point USA's America Fest. She said, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, that should be the name of a convenience store, not a government bureaucracy. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.